In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus teaches his apostles a lesson in true discipleship, but it's meant for us too. Are we leading lives worthy of our calling as disciples? That's up next on Breaking the Bread. This Sunday's gospel begins with a scene that recalls a similar moment in the history of Israel. The episode recalled in the first reading, the 70 elders who received God's Spirit through Moses prefigure the ministry of the apostles of Christ. Like Joshua in the first reading, John makes the mistake of presuming that only a select few are inspired and entrusted to carry out God's plan. The Spirit blows where it wills, and God desires to bestow his Spirit on all of his people in every nation under heaven. God can and will work mighty deeds through the most unexpected people. All of us are called to perform even our most humble tasks, such as giving a cup of cold water for the sake of his name and the cause of his kingdom. John believed that he was protecting the purity of the Lord's name, but really he was only guarding his own privilege and status. It's telling that the apostles want to shut down the ministry of an exorcist. Authority to drive out demons and unclean spirits was one of the specific powers entrusted to the 12. Cleanse me from my unknown faults, we pray in this Sunday's psalm. Often, like Joshua and John, perhaps without even noticing it, we cloak our failings and fears under the guise of our desire to defend Christ or the church. But as Jesus says, instead of worrying about who is a real Christian and who is not, we should make sure that we ourselves are leading lives worthy of our calling as disciples. Are we living, as this Sunday's epistle warns, for our own luxury and pleasure and neglecting our neighbors? We need to keep meditating on his law, as we sing in the psalm. We need to pray for the grace to detect our failings and to overcome them, and to entrust ourselves to the living God who is our Father. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.